So the scripture of Isaiah, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Arise, shine, light, glory. Say those words with me. Arise, shine, light, glory. That's what Epiphany is all about, and that's what the prophet Isaiah is teaching us today about those words. Arise, shine, light, glory. Powerful words as we begin this season of Epiphany, which will take us for about 50 days until we reach into the season of Lent. So I just want to briefly talk a little bit about each of those words: arise, shine, light, glory. Arise. I was thinking about, we get in the holidays, so some of us, we've been off of our jobs, or kids have been out of school, and we've just gone through all this holiday craze, and we're exhausted, and now school or work is back upon us, and what do we have to do? We have to arise. We have to get back in action. We have to get motivated and going again. And Isaiah is telling us, says to be Christians, we have to arise and move and get going out into the world to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. The second word, shine. We're called to shine Christ's love in the world. Shine means to have a brightness about our lives, to smile, to be glowing, to reflect the love of Christ. The third is light. I got on my phone yesterday about how much daylight and darkness there is these days. And so for today, we're going to have 9.5 hours of sunlight. The sun rose today at 7:37. It's going to set at 5:01. And then I said, let me look at what happens in July. We're going to move from 9.5 hours to 15 hours of daylight. I can't wait. The sun is going to rise at 5:40 when I rise. And it's going to set not until 8:37. Just think of all we can do during all that wonderful daylight. Isaiah is writing to God's people in a deep time darkness. And he promised them that something good is going to happen in this darkness that they're living in. And that goodness is the person of Jesus Christ in the form of a baby. Light and darkness. Let me give you a little sports analogy, and I'm not that great a sports guy, but I did figure this one out. National fans are living in light. Redskins fans are living in darkness. Darkness. We have lots of people that walk dogs up near the parsonage. There's this one guy every day. He walks these two big dogs, and I always say hello to him, and he had a knit hat, and it was a Redskins hat. And I said, oh, I love your hat. And he kind of, went down and says, wear it with pride. Light and darkness. And the last is glory. Research has shown us that glory is good for us. There's this magazine. It's called the Atlantic Magazine. And it studied fans of sports teams. And they found that fans embrace a winning team. They experience glory. When a team wins, they found out that more and more people are wearing the team's paraphernalia of hats and t-shirts and all the other stuff. And they found out that when teams are in darkness, they quit wearing it. But we want to be full of glory. They noticed that when teams were winning, their pronouns turned from they to we. We are the champions. Glory. We hear from the Nativity story, an angel of the Lord stood around them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were afraid. There's a Christian writer, I love his writings, Frederick Buechner. He's the one, sometimes I bring that little ABC theological book. And he was asked to define glory. Dr. Buechner, what does glory mean? And he said two words. God's style. God's style. We all have a style about how we live. It's called our lifestyle. And Dr. Buechner says that glory is God's glory. It's God's style. And I was thinking about, what are some of God's styles? Starry night, dust storms, rainforest, ocean waves. God's style is reflected in the Gospels of not some rich person to be born king, but a simple infant child, a baby to be king. God's style reflected in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, of miracles and healings and teachings. That is God's style. So what do we gain from Epiphany as we remember the coming of the light of Christ into the world? One, the light of Christ is one that drives away despair and isolation and darkness in our lives. I find myself up at the house keeping more lights on when it's so dark. We want to be that light in the world, and we look to Christ to be the light that gets away all of the desolation and despair in our lives. With the light of Christ, we have the gift of forgiveness, that whenever we fall in destructive behaviors and wander into the dark ways of life, Christ's light brings us out of the depths of darkness and brings us into the light. With Jesus, we have the gift of Christian connection. Each one of us in this church today are connected with one another, and we're called to take care of one another and be with one another in our needs to bring light to the world. But we are also called to bring light outside these doors. A world that we see so divided. A country that we see so divided. A church that we see so divided. We look to Christ to bring light to our lives so that we can embrace one another rather than turning our backs from each other. Christ's light gives us the navigation of the obstacles that we find in our ways. And it reminds us, what is our goal in life? Is our goal in life to make the most money in the world? Is our goal in life to have the biggest house on the block? Is our goal in life to have the most prestigious job that we can have? Christ says no. Christ tells us in an epiphany that we are called to magnify, to shine, to show Christ's light to the world, that there is hope for them out of all the despair that people see in their lives. And friends, each and every one of us has despair. We may not want to admit it. I have despair. And if you don't have despair, you're not living on this planet. And friends, everyone outside these walls is living in despair. There's hopelessness, and we are called to go out and to rise and shine and give light and glory and let them know the good news. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we all say together, Amen.